The first step in getting closer to God is to realize that you need to or that you want to. And the second step in getting closer to God is to realize that it's possible. I want to encourage you to check out my book, Getting Closer to God, Anthologies from the Forefront Trilogy, Book 2. I think this will really be helpful to you in your pursuit of the Lord and help you understand what I learned over the first 30 plus years of my life as a believer, as a minister, and as a missionary in a lot of the countries of the earth. Check it out. Anthologies from the Forefront, Book 2, Getting Closer to God. It's on Amazon.
Take your leadership to the next level. It's time for the Engaging Missions Leadership Moment with Scott McClelland of FX Missions.
Hi, Scott McClelland with your Leadership Moment. I want to talk to you today about courage. You know, courage is the subject of a lot of movies and entertainment in our time. A lot of superhero movies out there. You know, they seem to be very courageous in the face of insurmountable odds. You might think about the movie where one of the groups in the movie was named Dauntless. Also another word for courage, I think. One of the things that's been on my mind about the popularity of superhero movies in the recent time, I'm wondering if we feel powerless, and that's why we gravitate toward these superhero movies. Don't know. Real courage, though, is essential if we're going to be overcoming Christians. Now, there's confusion about courage, but keep in mind, courage isn't something that comes from adversity. Circumstances, whether favorable or, you know, opposing circumstances, don't give us courage. Courage comes from the inside of us. And it comes from an assurance of good. We take courage, as they say, in times of difficulty. But the courage isn't produced by the difficulty. It's produced inside of us by the hope or internal sense of confidence and assurance that our efforts are not in vain. They will make a difference. And in a manner of speaking, our efforts will overcome. As you think about and reflect on courage today, realize that courage is a product not of circumstances, but of hope and confidence. If you feel certain that you're going to fail, don't expect to have much courage. But if you have a sense of confidence and hope that you will overcome, regardless of the way things look at the moment, courage will rise inside of you. Take courage today and be overcomers. Scott McClelland here with your Leadership Moment. If you need to contact me or us, please do so on most social media at FX Missions or on the web at fxmissions.com. Thanks a lot.
This has been the Engaging Missions Leadership Moment with Scott McClelland of FX Missions. If you have a leadership question, please send it to feedback@engagingmissions.com and visit fxmissions.com to connect with Scott and discover how you could be involved in short-term missions.